down somewhere from the R&I LP of the week by Brian Hyland, called Brian Hyland. That's very convenient, isn't it? Dear, oh dear. Well, kiddies, it's 5 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Dave. More Top 50 after the news. Following the fire on board this radio ship, Mevo 2, last night, three men have been arrested in Amsterdam. The men have been charged with planting a bomb on board the ship, which started an intense fire which has burnt out most of the after ship structure. The bomb exploded last night at 22:50 hours and started the fire instantly. After a few minutes, it was believed the fire was under control, but suddenly it worsened. Members of the crew and broadcasting staff attempted to halt the fire. The Mayday call was broadcast in English and Dutch, and for a while, members of the crew left the ship for life rafts. Eventually, the tugboat Eurotrip came alongside, and crew and staff joined this vessel. Throughout the fire, the transport engineer, Kurt, the chief ship's engineer, Joop, and the captain, Captain Hartveld, remained on board. Within an hour of the explosion, two firefighting vessels were alongside and putting out the fire, which was by that time raging throughout the whole stern of the ship. Other ships, tugs, lifeboats and naval vessels also joined in the firefighting. We would now like to thank all on board those vessels who helped us. Also our thanks to those on land who might have helped us last night. We shall not forget what you have done. The damage to the radio ship at the moment, the whole of the after end of the ship is a write-off construction-wise, and our engines and DC generators are, however, working. The remainder of the vessel, including transmitter, hull, studios, newsroom and disc jockey's quarters, are undamaged. There is no further danger, and programs will continue as normal. Other news? Due to the present conditions, the Department of News and Current Affairs is having considerable difficulty in bringing you news. So this will be the final newscast for this day. We are hoping to recommence news and weather again tomorrow. However, we cannot be certain at this time. So now, from the Radio North Sea International Department of News and Current Affairs, I would like to wish you a very good afternoon, and thank you. You're listening to Radio North Sea International, broadcasting on medium wave, shortwave and FM. We're in the R&I Super Hit 50 show. That's one of our two new smash plays right there. I'm going to have a great difficulty in pronouncing this title. I'll just take it off the turntable quickly and have a go. It's by Vilma and it's called The Zoo Hate Erch Zien Liefer Opa. How about that, baby? And we're into the top 10. At number 10, Mozart's Symphony No. 40 by Valdo de los Rios. Mozart's Symphony No. 40. At number 10 this week, down from number 6, you're listening to the R&I Super Hit 50 show. After the top 10, at about 5:30, we should be having the brand new DJ hit picks. So stay tuned for that, won't you?
Eindexamen. Geld verdienen. Kijk deze week in contacten.
Kijk in contacten voor een goede baan. Kijk in contacten voor een goede baan.
Yes, they're stuck. Yes, at number 9 this week, Hot Love by T-Rex, and now we've got something to hear from Chris Vincent John.
Thank you, Dave, and something we didn't mention in the 5 o'clock news, which I should point out to masters of ships on the high seas and at sea. We'd like to point out that, as from now, the shipping forecast will have to be discontinued until further notice due to considerable damage to our equipment last night during the fire. So, once again, to the masters of all ships at sea, we'd like to apologise for not having a shipping forecast, but hopefully, in the very, very near future, we can bring the service back to you. Thanks, Dave, and back now to the top 50.
Thank you very much, Chris. And at number 8, It Don't Come Easy, up 4 positions for Ringo Starr.